disappointing.
Speak for yourself.
Charlie Coyle said the same thing you said in the intermission, that you guys looked at a little tape and were studying some things on what you can improve on. What exactly did you guys look at going into this game?
Just went over our shifts, and honestly, it wasn't anything crazy. We just sat down and took a look, and obviously felt good about the way we were playing and felt like we were a couple bounces away, maybe a couple things that we could have tweaked, but nothing major. And you know, just, you know, sometimes talking it out and looking it over, it makes a huge difference. And I don't think any of us thought it was going to pay off the way it did tonight, but pretty grateful it did.
Last year, this team struggled to get back-to-back, you know, wins on the back half of back-to-back. Now you've got two already in less than a week. What has changed there?
You know, it's a hard thing to pinpoint. Sometimes it's just, you know, the way you approach it. Maybe knowing the year prior, it hasn't gone your way, so. Maybe just mentally the approach you take to it is a little more, you bring a more ready and focused attitude towards it. I don't know if it's the case really, but just feels like this year we know how to kind of stay composed and handle ourselves in those situations. And yeah, so far it's been going well.
Matthew, last night it's Miles Wood and Chinnikov. Just from their line, this, tonight it's you guys. What does that say just about the depth that is on this team and the talent just in general that you guys have?
Yeah, it speaks to the way we want to play. Obviously, we roll four lines pretty heavily, you know, and that makes for a really good recipe when in an 82-game season, if you can get that going, you can get everyone contributing. And when you get to game 40, 50, 60, where, you know, small injuries start to pile up and energy's a little lower, then you still have everyone fresh and ready to go, right? So that's a strength in our team, obviously, right now, and that's something that we're going to look to continue moving forward.
The scope there, I mean, does that also help in these back-to-back games as well, just be able to roll and not, you know, have to lean on certain lines too much?
Yeah, it's the same thing. And obviously, you know, there's some nights where maybe the game isn't going our way and some lines are going to play more than others, but, you know, overall you look at the year and how everyone's played, it's been pretty consistent. And you know, that's like I said, on back-to-backs throughout the season, it's something that definitely helps as far as energy, and especially our top two lines where they get more minutes, or RD, or, you know, any guys that get a little more minutes, it definitely helps them as well. So
How important is it for Cole, had his first goal tonight, you had your first goal tonight, Charlie had his first goal last night, to get that monkey off your back? Is that something you guys even consider?
Yeah, obviously, you know, just speaking for myself, I had that first one taken away, first game of the year, and it just, you know, ever since then, even the start of the game, you know, I have an open net and Z gets cross-checked and I shoot it on him. You know, it's that kind of stuff where you just shake your head and you're just, you know, but at the same time, we felt good about the way we approached the game, and we were getting our chances pretty much every game. We knew eventually it was only a matter of time. And so we just stuck to it. And last two games, obviously, it's nice to, last three games, sorry, it's nice to, you know, get on the board a little more and obviously contribute in that way.
Thanks.